The top headlines from the News and Observer for June 15, 2021, including the latest on coronavirus, crime and sports. Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 16. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. It will be just a drop cooler today, with an expected high of 85 degrees under mostly sunny skies. The overnight low is predicted to be in the low 60s. In our top story, back to school means back on the bus for many Triangle students. The Wake County school system voted Tuesday to pay a $1,200 bonus to new bus drivers to try to fill dozens of vacancies for next school year. The district needs to hire at least 85 new drivers to staff all its bus routes this fall. Wake's shortage is part of a national shortage of bus drivers that's forced some Triangle transit agencies to cut back their services. In other school news, the Orange County schools won't be naming one of its middle schools after the Okanichi Native American tribe. The school district is renaming two schools because of their namesake's association with historic racism. But the Okanichi, who once lived in the Hillsborough area, enslaved other indigenous people, according to historical records. The board hopes to have new names in place for the coming school year. Two recent Garner High School graduates are being called heroes after they rescued two classmates from a burning car and treated their injuries before first responders arrived. Grady Dawson and Dylan Farrell were driving home from graduation practice last week when another car with two fellow Garner High seniors in it was hit by a vehicle. Dawson and Farrell, both members of the high school's Public Safety Academy, used the firefighting and emergency medical training they had learned in the program. The students they rescued remained hospitalized Tuesday. In legislative news, Republican lawmakers unveiled energy legislation Tuesday, drafted for months in secret with industry representatives, that would hasten North Carolina's transition away from coal power plants. The bill urges Duke Energy to replace the state's largest existing coal plant with gas power generation. That project would likely require utilities and regulators to advance the now-stalled MVP Southgate pipeline, according to a summary of the legislation obtained by the News and Observer. Juneteenth marks June 19 in 1865, the day Union troops informed enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, that the Civil War was over and they were free. Juneteenth has been celebrated in African-American communities for more than 155 years, but protests for police reform have raised awareness of the holiday among non-Black Americans. You can find a growing list of local celebrations on our website. And finally in sports, roster changes to Duke's basketball staff continued Tuesday. The university announced Chris Carwell, an assistant coach on Mike Krzyzewski's staff since 2018, is being promoted to associate head coach. The move comes 2 weeks after Coach K announced the upcoming season will be his last as Duke's head coach and associate head coach John Shire will become head coach in April 2022. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.